views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Hi, and welcome to The Karmic Path this week. We have a really packed show, but we're going to be talking about forgiveness and the karma associated with forgiveness. But before we start, we want to remind everybody that our passion is karma, and everyone has a karmic path, whether we're aware of it or not. We don't live in a bubble, and every person's actions and reactions often echo out, and they do collide with one another. And perhaps if we look at this in this perspective, it's going to help us change our karmic path for the better, and we will have a little less knee-jerk reactions and things like that when those things do happen to us. But before we get started, we're going to have a guest on at the last half of the show, Christiane from the Oil Lounge, and she's going to be talking about how we use essential oils to help with emotional healing and assist with that. Before we get started with the actual concept of karma and forgiveness, Tina, I want you to tell the story about your trip and Southwest Airlines. By the way, Southwest gets a lot of plugs with you.
Yes, I know, because I spent a lot of time on Southwest Airlines. Years ago, we used to own a crystal mine in Arkansas, which is a whole other story, probably another episode. And I would fly back and forth to Arkansas to mine crystal. It was just a blast. And one of the flights...
Literally.
It really was a blast. And one of the flights, there was... it used to be Southwest had seats that would, the front row seats would face each other.
Back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah, I'm not that old, really. And so you got to be really friendly with those six people. And we all started talking, actually, on both sides of the aisle.
You started talking?
Yeah, I did that a lot. So we were discussing crystals and metaphysics, and the topic came to forgiveness. And the guy behind me said, you know, I'm never going to be forgiven. My religion says that I am not forgivable and that I'm going to hell, and I am just a sinner, and that nothing I can ever do will create forgiveness for what I've done. And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in the plane as people looked at me and it's like, okay, what are you going to say to that? And I said, oh, that's really terrible that your religion said that to you, because...
Well, a lot of religions do. A lot of religions like to control people through that concept of guilt and not being forgivable.
And he said those words, I am not forgivable. God could never forgive me for what I've done. And I felt it was inappropriate on an airplane to say, oh my gosh, what did you do? Because sometimes things are meant to be private, but it didn't stop his feelings of worthlessness. And those feelings can manifest in all kinds of illness, emotional problems, job loss, relationship problems. It runs the gamut. And I said, well, I don't know what your faith is, and it's not up to me to judge your faith. I would just like to explain that God loves everyone. And the whole point of mortal life is the opportunity to be forgiven and the opportunity to forgive others. First, you have to forgive yourself. And there's a process called atonement. There's a wonderful book called A Course in Miracles. And in that book, they discuss atonement. And there's many ways to atone: service to others, helping another person, finding a way to be a better person. And the path back to the heaven world is always a path through learning. We don't come into mortal life to live a perfect life. We're all on a journey. And sometimes the journey is fraught with difficulty. I mean, I often said that walking a spiritual path is like walking through a minefield in an earthquake in a thunderstorm. Sometimes you need to tread very carefully.
In a swamp where the alligators are going to get you.
Yeah, well, yeah. And sometimes, you know, you really are up to the bottom part of you and alligators, but you still have to drain the swamp. You still have to figure out what you need to learn this lifetime. And I pointed out to him that maybe in this lifetime, he needs to learn how to forgive himself and maybe reject the religion that made him feel unlovable and unforgivable. Because guilt,
it always seeks punishment. And if we look at guilt in this way, we all do things that we regret. And as you've mentioned, Tina, there is no perfect life. We incarnate into this physical form for the life lessons that this planet provides us. We're not perfect. We're not expected to be perfect, but we can learn and we can evolve. And part of this concept of forgiveness is to learn how to, if you have harmed someone or something, to forgive yourself, or vice versa, if you have been harmed. We all have needed to forgive someone or be forgiven for something. It could be something very minor. It could be something very serious. And recently, Tina and I had a client that we were kind of helping. And basically, this was a ghost. And she had...
Yes, ghosts can be clients too.
Ghosts can be clients too.
You realize how you said that.
Yeah, you're right.
just saying.
So, you know, we have to specify sometimes which dimension our clients are currently residing in. Anyways, this person had died from a drug overdose and she didn't cross over and she killed herself because she couldn't forgive herself. And what was this client's, go ahead and tell the story about this client, this ghost client.
This client just felt that she wasn't a worthwhile person. And where that concept came from for her, it could be happened in childhood, could be a past life. I don't know. It's not up to me to judge that. But her belief was that she was not forgivable because of the life she had led and because of her method of death. And she didn't realize, I mean, let's make it a bad situation worse. Her dad walked in and found her and it was horrible. And now she's, remember, you don't stop being who you've always been. Now she sees that she's caused even more harm to her father. And so now she's even more guilty. And if she were to have stayed in the state of being a ghost, then she would have reincarnated with this mountain of guilt upon her. But instead, was able to cross her over. And in crossing her over, and her feeling the light of the divine,
and
that washing over you of that powerful healing light.
Yeah, a big part of that is the ability to cross over and go to heaven, to go home, is a huge part of what needs to happen to our soul evolution, not lingering as a ghost, no matter what horrible thing. Tina and I have crossed over many horrible, horrible, cruel, and vicious people, murderers, etc. Because once they're crossed over, they can no longer haunt the living.
They can't haunt the living. And this woman was literally haunting herself because of her own endless guilt. But once she felt the light of the divine, then there's a part of her soul that began to heal. Not because we did anything, or I did anything, or you did anything, but because that light all by itself is healing. Now, once she's in the heaven world, she has the opportunity to work with counselors of divine wisdom and all kinds of amazing beings who will help guide her and understand the life she just lived so that when she comes back, she may operate with a bit more wisdom. And if you want to know how to cross someone over, you can go to ghosthelpers.com or you can also go to thekarmicpath.com.
Right. We have some tools to help you help your loved ones or any ghosts that may come past your path. When we're talking about forgiveness, we're going to be talking in the show about certain events that happen that can trigger certain types of emotions, grief. What else?
Well, they can trigger rage.
Rage, and anger. I mean, I can use. I was thinking of anger. I couldn't come up with it. And, you know, it can be a death of a loved one. It can be, you know, that death can trigger some emotions in you. It can be a job loss. It could be losing your home.
It could be how your parents spoke to you as a child.
Right. It could be, you know, disappointing someone or never being able to live up to that one's someone's expectations or, you know, losing something. We, you know, we'll be doing a show down the road called, you know, the
concept of learning
grief. Tina. Where's that brain power essential oil?
The concept of learning how to accept that you didn't get something you thought you were going to get. Learning to lose.
Learning to lose. Thank you.
Yes.
Could you be more psychic and read my mind quicker?
Yeah, I'm trying here.
I'm making her work for this one today.
I'm working really hard.
And, you know, one of the biggest things we want to talk about in the show is that forgiveness is not forgetness. What someone has done to you doesn't ever really get forgotten, ever.
And it doesn't, if you choose to forgive yourself or someone else for fill in the blank, it doesn't mean that what they did to you is okay.
That karma, it's still their karma. Their karma will be their karma. How they choose to atone, how they choose to change their life, that's theirs to own. When we're talking about forgiveness, this we're going to be focusing in on karma doesn't have a timeline for forgiveness, because a lot of times people will say, oh, you should forgive that person for this thing. And we're going to talk about this and a few other things in the next segment.
But just, you know, before we go to the next segment, I want to reiterate that a lot of times a person believes that if they forgive someone, that means that what that person did is okay. Let me say again, there's nothing to do with that. Forgiveness is about what you learned about the experience, what you're taking from it. And when you're ready, then you can forgive. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you at questions@thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Hearts Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path.
And we're going to talking about the karma of forgiveness. And what kind of sparked this story was a friend of mine was telling me something that happened to her in childhood, and it was just absolutely horrendous. And these stories are so common, more common than maybe not, unfortunately. She was repeatedly raped and abused as a child by her dad and an uncle, and the mom just kind of stood by. And she's having a hard time trying to figure out, and I have permission to talk about this. She's having a hard time figuring out who she is, what her role is in this world, and how to deal with these injustices and PTSD and all of these things. It's hard. And what really kind of set her off was that she had a cousin who was about her age, who was not molested, who says to her, "You should just forgive and forget." And it broke her heart. And just forgive and forget over an injustice like that. When there is rape, sexual abuse that's happening, once it happens, and you can't unring that bell, as we've said before.
You're never going to forget it. You would have to have amnesia, and then it's a repressed memory. The memory's there.
And one of the things I was talking about with her is that forgiveness doesn't have a timetable. Forgiveness can happen today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next decade.
Next lifetime.
Next lifetime or two, depending on how horrible these tragedies are. Nobody escapes a life without any type of difficulties on this planet. And it helped her out to realize that she can own that forgiveness. Being told to forgive someone takes away your power. You have to forgive that person for this. That takes away your power. When you own it, when you can work through the emotions to come to the other side, then you get to keep your power.
You cannot legislate forgiveness. I hear this, people tell me that their churches tell them this all the time. You know, you should just forgive the person who wronged you. It'll make you feel so much better. You can say, "I forgive you," and it doesn't make you feel any better because it doesn't live within you. And if you're able to look at the situation, this woman had a horrible situation. And yeah, you kind of need to work with somebody to
yeah,
work
through.
You can't
go through this alone.
You can't go through this alone because it's a very lonely process. And when you share it, in the process of sharing it and understanding that you had a trauma, what did you learn from the trauma? What did you learn about the people who hurt you? What did you learn from the people who hurt you? Because it's an experience. One of the most powerful karmic tests is you have an experience, no matter how bad it is. What did you learn from it? And when you can learn from it, you take your power back. And they can't ever take that power from you again. Then on your terms, you see, I'm sitting up a little straighter.
Right. I don't feel like quite the Amazon that I am next to
See,
you.
I'm going to sit up. I could sit on a cushion, you know.
Yeah. Kat told me I had to lean down because I'm too tall. I grew last week.
Yeah. I wish that would happen to me. So when you're able to take your power back and you can forgive someone on your timetable.
And karma is eternally patient.
That means that you're learning the lesson. You're standing up for yourself. In those original moments, you were powerless. This is an opportunity to learn about power over others and learn how to be powerful.
And how you treat other people as well from those experiences.
Yes.
If you were abused, are you abusing someone else?
Okay, let's take a different example. Let's say that you're divorced And I mean, this is, it happens to people, even in the best of circumstances. Sometimes it happens. And sometimes the karma of a relationship is over. And sometimes a situation is such that the other person can't necessarily be who you want them to be. Maybe you want something for that person that they don't want for themselves. And maybe you want something from that person that they don't have the capacity to give you. And when you can take apart your relationship neutrally, again, sometimes it helps to work with someone, then you can begin to see that you take the blame and you put it on a shelf, and you can find the lessons in the relationship. And when you learn those lessons, you open the door for a new relationship so that you can try out what you learned and you forgive yourself. And maybe you'll forgive the other person.
And if you're helping someone go through to help with this, dealing with these things, a level of detached compassion is really important, not to get sucked up in somebody else's drama. You're there to help. And if you can have a certain level of detached compassion, it's going to give you certain wisdoms and insights to really help that person on a higher level.
Another element is when you have had a situation that requires forgiveness, there's a part of you that's grieving that it happened. We have a wonderful book, The Lightworker's Guide to Healing Grief. And that book has the methodology to work through and potentially heal all different kinds of grief, because we don't just grieve a death.
We can grieve a death of a person, an animal, a job loss, all kinds of things.
Your house burns down, you're grieving. And so to not grieve eternally, you have to be able to get to that place where you can look at, what did I learn from the situation and what can I take from it and how will my life be different in the future, so that you don't spend the rest of your life grieving. It's really detrimental to the body.
And one thing I do like about this book that Tina has out, The Lightworker's Guide to Healing Grief, is it talks about helping people. If something happens to me and I read it, I can take it from my personal perspective. Or if I'm helping somebody, when one of my daughters was really little, her best friend's dad died. And you can take that book to help and learn the tools and strategies to help somebody else through that grief process. Because with grief comes the ability to forgive. And to, as we're going through those emotions, forgiveness does pop up in there.
And when you're looking at that, you have the opportunity to look at the world a little differently. Again, reiterating, we don't come into mortal life just to have everything be easy. A vacation life, I hear some people say, I'm just waiting for a vacation
life.
It's
not unicorns and rainbows. What are you talking about?
But it isn't. There's no way you can walk down the street and not meet someone who's encountered something truly difficult. Maybe their heart is breaking when they are irritable with you. Maybe you can forgive them, or somebody cuts you off in traffic. Maybe they really have to get to the hospital.
Right.
Maybe you just really need to use the bathroom. You never know. So
it's on my checklist.
It's on your checklist.
She made me a checklist a few weeks ago, and one said, pee, go to the bathroom.
Yes, so that we are ready. Absolutely. It's that military mindset. Got to have that.
And a big part of this is also betrayal. If you feel betrayed by somebody, betrayal can happen in many forms. But with betrayal, that person who betrayed you may not even understand that they betrayed you. And when you go back to look at how that feeling happened, what happened, and examine that situation with detached compassion, you may come to find out that they had no idea. They didn't mean to hurt you.
We had a situation where a young girl was in a tremendously depressed state. And after, you know, having a conversation with her, we discovered that she had been suffering from depression probably since the age of 6. When her mother left them and left she and her older sister. And her older sister, who was 8 and she was 6, said, Mom left because you caused her to leave us. It's your fault Mom left. Well, to a 6-year-old,
the 8-year-old has godlike status.
Godlike status. Or if a parent were to say that in a angry divorce situation, you know, it's your fault that your dad did this or your mom did that. Well, to a child, a parent, or anybody older, a teacher, a minister, is like a god. So you're going to believe them.
You're literally looking up to that person.
Exactly. And so by explaining to her that that wasn't true, The woman had free will, and that was her free will, and it may have been irresponsible, but she's having a different life because her mother left. It's not right or wrong or good or bad. It's the life she's living. And if she can look at it that way and perhaps forgive her sister, because her sister was angry too. And sometimes when you're angry, you project your anger on another person. Even though if you were to look back on it, it wasn't what you intended. And probably her sister didn't remember she said that, but the impact was almost catastrophic. So I think, you know, I'm getting all choked up at this one.
That was a really tough one and a sad one. As a teacher, I've seen a lot of parents say things that, and as children, we internalize it. What happens, you know, there's another situation where I had a client whose father kept telling her she was a whore her whole life. Well, when you're 5 years old, you really don't know what a whore is. But I'm one, so okay. And she ended up being a teen mom and having all kinds of issues. What if her dad didn't tell her those things as she was growing up as a child? How different would her life be?
But the other question is, why didn't her mom step in and stop the behavior?
Right. And why did the dad say those things? What happened to him in his childhood?
Well, it could be that this is a past life issue and there's no understanding it.
Yeah. And it just, when it comes to children, we have to choose our words wisely. And because they internalize those words from the adults, and it has a profound impact. And having said that, oh, you okay?
Yeah.
In the next segment, we're going to have Christiane come in with us from the Oil Lounge. And she's going to talk about how to use essential oils, what types of essential oils are good for forgiveness, grief, and anger, and what kind of an impact they can have for anybody out there. And we're really excited to have her because she is very well educated in this, and she will be on right after this break.
You're listening to the Karmic Path.
Path.com.
On Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And these coffee shop tables are super tiny. So I had Tina sit on the other side of the table, so you can't see her right now. And next to me, I have Christiane, who is going to be talking to us about essential oils. But before we get started, I want to mention that Tina and I are going to be doing some book giveaways in the month of February. And all you have to do to enter is simply sign up for our newsletter at thekarmicpath.com. Or say hi to us on Facebook Live and we can enter you in that way. If you already are signed up for our newsletter on The Karmic Path, you're automatically entered. So we're excited to be giving out these books. And it started out as kind of a happy accident. We had Nancy from New York come in, send us a question, and I had some questions back and started some dialogue, and I'm like, gosh, thanks for the information. And Tina and I sent her a copy of one of our books. So that was kind of fun. And we thought, you know, we should do that more often. All right. So, Chris.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you? Thank you for joining us.
By the way,
Chris is one of the founders of theoillounge.com. Theoillounge.com. And I also encourage you to check out that site, because if you sign up for their newsletter, you're going to get a ton of free tips and tricks on essential oils, what to use for when and how to use them. This is a group of people that is extremely knowledgeable and in essential oils. But Chris, I want you to tell us a little bit about your background, because you don't have necessarily a stereotypical background.
No, I'm a pediatric oncology nurse, and I started noticing people using essential oils, especially parents of patients that had done studies outside California. They would come back and bring essential oils, and I would be like, what is that machine? Is that an air machine? What is it? What are you putting in there? And then they'll be saying it's a diffuser, and we use lavender for this and peppermint for nausea. And that's how it started.
You know, my husband a couple of years ago had a minor outpatient surgery, and the operation people said, do you want aromatherapy? And my husband's like, really? So I think it's becoming more and more mainstream.
Most definitely, yes. A lot of hospitals are using essential oils.
Yeah. All right. So when we talk about forgiveness, what is the first essential oil that kind of comes to your mind?
The first oil, it's actually a recipe that I used it personally.
Okay.
And the first oil in the recipe is lavender. And before we start talking about the oils, I want to just say, make sure if you're going to use essential oils, make sure you have high quality oils.
Yes, and make sure you don't buy something that has cut. Make sure it says it's 100% pure. And I know that your site at theoillounge.com has those high quality oils, which is why Tina and I use them all the time. In fact, that's kind of how we met a few years ago. Is I'd always been using oils, and I was invited, and I've never fell into the multi-level marketing thing or anything like that because of what I do. It's a conflict of interest. But when I ran into your group, I was so impressed by the amount of education you guys provide. You really know your stuff, and you can take a little or a lot of information from you guys. And that's really what sold it for me.
Yeah. We are very passionate.
Yeah. All right. So your recipe.
Right. So first oil is lavender. It's a very well-known oil, plays a very important part of this recipe because of its calming effects and relaxing. Of course, when you want to deal with emotional healing, you want to make sure you are in a calm state.
And your brand of oil contains lavender gustifolia, which is basically a natural antiseptic also.
Oh, lavender is a universal oil. You can use it for so many uses. And lavender also encourages emotional honesty, which is very important for forgiveness.
Put that on my kid's forehead. I'm kidding.
Put it all over them. The next oil that we use on this recipe is frankincense, which is another oil that is very well known.
You know, here's my theory on frankincense. And I've told you this before.
Yes, you have.
If it's good enough for Christ, it's good enough for me.
Yes, it is.
It's a very high frequency oil, and it has some amazing properties to it.
Right. It's a powerhouse essential oil. It's very grounding. It's uplifting. It supports spirituality and inner strength.
All right. And what do you do with these oils when you're dealing with somebody who's dealing with a level of forgiveness? And we've talked earlier in the show that forgiveness encompasses many emotions. It encompasses anger and grief. It can be resentment, betrayal. And so how would you use these oils?
Well, the best way to use the oils for emotional healing is inhaling them, inhalation.
Okay, how do we do that? Because I don't want somebody to take a bottle, go, and snort it.
No, yeah.
Can you how would you put them? How would you do it?
I would do it for this recipe specifically. I would just put one drop on the palm of your hand.
Of each oil?
Each oil on the palm of your hand. You rub your hands in a circular motion and you just cup it. Cup your face. And inhale deeply.
And for me, it does a couple of things. It shifts my mind and my thinking. So when I do that.
Completely.
Because, you know, we all have things. And so by doing this with the essential oils, it kind of shifts the energy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way essential oils affect us emotionally is actually really easy to understand. It's like when you walk in a room and you smell a certain smell that is related to a memory that you have in the past. Like for my kids, when I cook rice, they say, both of them, and now they're 19 and 16, they say, "Rice, that's the smell of my childhood."
Right.
And I go, "It's not my fault. That's all you guys wanted to eat."
And memories do elicit emotions, especially when we incorporate smell. I remember one parent telling me that whenever her kids were fighting, she'd put on the frankincense.
That will shift.
Yeah, it'll shift the energy. So those kids are always going to remember, you know, stopping arguing with frankincense.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Sometimes they come from high school and I'm like, oh, today is one of those frankincense days.
Oh, my goodness. High school does a number on kids, doesn't
it? For sure.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. All right. So how long have you been using essential oils?
For almost 5 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
And what changes have you noticed in your house and your family and things like that?
It definitely, like you said, it just shifts emotions. It really has. It's just very powerful on how you can open up.
One of the things about pure essential oils, is they're very high frequency. And when you start filling your home, that frequency resonates out of those bottles, even if they're closed. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do is we have a small stockpile is they go under the beds. When I finish the bottles of oils, I don't throw them out. I put them under the kids' beds.
Oh, now I do that too after you said that.
So there's all kinds of ways to reuse and use essential oils. One is to put it in your hands and smell it. If you have, you know, maybe somebody who's a little bit more sensitive, how else can you add?
It can be diluted. And actually, in our website, it explains all the ways that you can use essential oils.
All right. What's one way we can dilute it?
You can dilute with coconut oil. You can put one drop. If it's a child, you can put 10 drops of a coconut oil and one drop of oil, put it in a roller ball and use it that way.
All right. And do you use it? Just out of curiosity, is there a better part of the body to use it than others?
Each oil has actually a better part of the body.
Okay. And your site, theoillounge.com, does discuss that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Now, how can we use these to help somebody with forgiveness? Like what do these oils do for us, essentially, if we're going to open these up and I'm grieving something and I need to forgive some horrible travesty. And we talked a little bit about this. If I start using these oils, am I going to feel a reaction right away, or does it build up, or is it kind of both?
It is a process. I recommend doing this recipe that actually we didn't finish. We didn't talk about citrus fresh, is the third oil. And citrus fresh is a combination of oils, actually. And I'm going to talk about each oil in citrus fresh because it's super interesting what's in it. Orange. And when it's inhaled, it brings a sense of security, joy, peace.
Yeah, think about when you open up an orange, what does that
exactly
do for you? And
orange.
It shifts that energy.
Mm-hmm. And tangerine, it helps with feeling of being anxious. Grapefruit brings a sense of wholeness. Lemon, it's purifying, it's uplifting. Mandarin, it helps with stress. And then there's spearmint in it, and which is not a citrus, obviously, but it's a great addition. It helps to open and release emotional blocks and brings a feeling of balance. So that combination with the lavender and the frankincense, you put it on your hands, you cup your face, you inhale deeply, you say your affirmation. If you sign up to our newsletter, the recipe is in there and also the affirmation is in there.
Okay.
But if we have time, I can read the affirmation.
Okay, well, we're going to cut to a break in a few seconds here. Right now, you're listening to Christiane from theoillounge.com, and we're talking about essential oils and how essential oils can help us deal with those emotions that are associated with forgiveness.
Yes.
And citrus fresh, is that one oil? Is it a blend or is it just a bunch of?
It's a blend.
Okay, great. And you've been listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can ask right in at questions at The Karmic Path. And please do visit theoillounge.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit DarcyPariso.com/events. Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm back with Christiane, and we're going to continue discussing essential oils, and today's essential oil discussion really focuses on forgiveness. So we were talking a lot in the previous segment about citrus oils. Citrus oils have a very cleansing element to them, whether it's lemon or tangerine, grapefruit, or any of them. And when you have a blend like that, it really cleanses basically the auric field, which is your force field around the body. So whether you're breathing it in and you just kind of rub it on your body gently, and it's like you can feel yourself feeling a little bit cleansed with these things. So I know you wanted to go over some of those a little bit more. So go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that the way I was talking about the smell, the relation to the smell in a memory, and the way essential oils work is because you are triggering a sense, you're triggering a connection for the healing. Mm-hmm. When you use the oils and you close your eyes and you take a deep breath and smell the oils and you say your affirmation. It could be any affirmation that you would like. And that's the thing about oils. You can't go wrong. These are essential oils. They're plant-based. And, you know, I wanted to keep it very simple for people to do this. Mm-hmm. Because there's always someone saying, oh, no, I don't know how to use it. I have to get books and I have to learn about it. You do need to know about safety of oils, you know, like the citrus. If you're going to put it on your hands, you make sure you don't go out in the sun because photosensitive, just like mm-hmm. any other citrus. But yeah, just feel comfortable doing this. Okay.
One great way is to use with kids. Maybe they can't necessarily put it on their hands, so maybe you could put it on their feet.
Or you can use it in a diffuser.
Exactly.
Around kids. Yeah. So in our website, it explains on all the ways that you can use oils.
Okay,
I know
great.
We are in a time constraint here. So I'm just going to go back. Frankincense, lavender, and the citrus fresh. Very simple oils to use, very accessible. They are all in the premium starter kit, actually. And you put it in your hand, you rub it in a circular motion, you inhale deeply. The affirmation that I like the most to use, it's from this book. It's called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils, and it's by Carolyn Main. And we're going to put all the books that I used, all the resources that I used today, mm-hmm. tonight in our newsletter.
Okay, great.
So if people can go to theoillounge.com and sign up for our newsletter, it's full of great information. So
The affirmation,
I have it right here. I like to read it from the book since I use the book as a resource.
Okay, go ahead.
You say a person's name. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it light because I usually get super emotional when I say this.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say the girl that cut me off from traffic yesterday. So I'll say the girl in the red Honda, I forgive you for everything you've ever said or done to me in thought, word, or deed that has caused me pain in this or any other lifetime. You are free and I'm free. And girl in the red Honda, I ask that you forgive me for anything that I have ever said, done to you in thought, word, or deed, in this or any other lifetime that has caused you pain. You are free and I'm free. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to forgive the girl in the red Honda and forgive myself.
Okay. That is a great opportunity.
I know.
And
when you say it out loud, mm-hmm. and using the name of the person or the situation that you need to heal, it's very powerful. It's very powerful.
And do you use the oils before and after, or what's your order?
Before and after.
Before and after.
Yes.
And when you're doing that, what are you feeling? What is your personal experience?
It's like it's unblocking the emotional patterns.
Okay.
It's like I talked to Laura. It's a shift. It really is okay. A shift.
All right. So what does the shift feel like for you? I mean, it's an interesting concept.
It is,
shift.
Because it can be different for everybody. It's like, it's lighter. Like the baggage is gone. It's like feels light.
Okay. So something inside of you moved a little bit. And it's possible that maybe the first time you say it, that doesn't work.
No.
And maybe the 10th time you say it, it doesn't work. But it's not unlike a prayer. This is an affirmation, mm-hmm. but a prayer is an affirmation. And you can do any prayer of forgiveness in addition to this one. And as you begin to have it live within you with the use of the oils, now you have something that's beginning to feel like it's possible. And it might take a long time.
Yes.
There's no timetable. There's no legislation for forgiveness. And sometimes there are, if you just wanted to use the lavender and maybe rub it on your heart chakra,
yes,
that might help soften some of that emotional pain that a person might feel, depending on what happened to them.
Right.
Maybe what oils really do is they help you have compassion for yourself because you're doing something for yourself. Is that what's worked for you?
That's exactly how it works, yes. Because negative emotions is actually, it's down to your cellular level.
Can you go into that a little bit more?
Like the trauma or the negative emotion or the rage or anger that you're holding on to, it will change the way your DNA is. It really does.
And this, in my view, because I know we have to be really careful here, my personal view is when the anger and the bitterness, the rage and the guilt live within you, it poisons you.
Yes.
And it makes you sick.
Yeah.
And when you can heal that, and you can use the affirmation, prayer, and you use these wonderful oils that are a gift from nature, then maybe you can begin to shift and release in little ways.
Exactly.
Because you're doing something kind and compassionate for yourself in an amazing way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the next thing I was going to say, because so many physical pain, physical ailments are linked to negative emotions. So once we start doing this technique, like you said, not the first day, maybe not in a week, but if you're constant doing it,
you're diligent
every day diligently, you will feel a difference. So I want to ask everybody to observe that, to observe you had a pain, you had a symptom, that once you start releasing this and start forgiving.
Okay. Well, we're going to thank you for coming.
And oh, thank you.
If there's one thing you'd like people to know, to leave our listening audience with on Facebook Live and anyone who listens to this on YouTube or any other way, what would you leave them with?
I would leave them with my personal lesson, which was the person that I needed to forgive the most was myself. So think about that. Think about all the things that you're carrying with you that can be released. You know, you don't have to carry all that baggage with you.
Okay.
And there are simple ways to do that.
All right. And you can find all of these wonderful ideas in the newsletter on theoillounge.com. So we're going to end this with some of our karmic concepts. We unite psychology, science, and spirituality. The science of essential oils is well known, and it goes back 5 to 10,000 years. We also know that with psychology, guilt seeks punishment. It's a spiritual law. I mean, it's just what's going to happen. When you stop punishing yourself and use what you're saying, embrace the concepts of forgiveness, then you feel yourself as one of the glorious creations of God. Maybe not the first couple of days, maybe not the first couple months, but eventually you're going to see how wonderful you truly are. So if you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you at the questions at thekarmicpath.com. Thank you so much for listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Christiane, for being here.
We're
so grateful we had you.
Thank you so much.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Kat Grebe, for all of her wonderful help today. And if you want to check out our books, you can find them at thekarmicpath.com. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.